Hello, everybody. Welcome to Cold Sauce. My name is Raheem Cox. This is the 30th episode of Cold Sauce. Cold Sauce is a podcast specifically designed to help mentally ill patients along with the journey of recovery. You can find Cold Sauce via my website, www.rootforcepublications.com. As part of this bi-weekly episode of Cold Sauce, I will be discussing the topics such as crazy, no. Misunderstood, yes. Not to keep you waiting, let's start off. Why so many of those within the mental health community live under a portrayal of them being crazy and them not being fit for societary standards. It's a deep it, that's a broad iconization and a broad portrayal, because I started this pod when I first started this podcast off, I was actually suffering voices, and I actually had various mental setbacks that I discarded, but my ableness to do that was due in large part to my sense of understanding, my sense of understanding with proper health status, and my ableness to adjust to my understanding of what it takes to keep your body up and running, well-being, and my able to adjust to a proper health status. But I'm at the age of 36 now, but when I first started experiencing mental health problems around 16, that's a large timeline of growth that I have endured up until now, to go from one booklet to 10 booklets, to go from one book to 10 books, and to go from one podcast episode to 60 overall. So, that are crazy, feeling crazy and being misunderstood is very common for someone with mental health problems. And the sad fact is, the psychiatric care given to us, by American doctrine, is very much set up in a fashion where, Cold Sauce is, as I mentioned, it's a podcast specifically designed to help mentally ill patients along the journey of recovery. And the topics that I discuss, the manner how I discuss it, and the context of what I discuss in Cold Sauce, and the viewpoints, ideas, and opinions that I discuss, a lot of psychiatric care is by American doctrine. Goes nowhere near as far as I'm going out of their way to, help you adjust to, what it really takes to recover from mental illness. A lot of them are giving you a watered down portrayal of how someone with mental health problems can be a little bit more functionable in society and be a little bit more, appeasable to others, to self, and have a little bit more self-confidence. So Cold Sauce is why I documented this, is because a lot of people with mental health problems are very talented in many areas. They have a lot of gifts. They're very down to earth. They want to express their viewpoints, but the American culture in large fashion is designed in a way where it's like an assembly line fashion of America. American culture is very assembly line. So, not only is it very assembly line, it's also, by our media outlets, it's stigmatized in a way where by 2024, Americans are becoming less and less empathetic, and less concerned about their others, about others around them. the cost of living, inflation, racial tension, the cost of housing is becoming more and more apparent. Now, post-corona, the economy has been shattered in many directions. By 2024, there's a very different American culture. The culture of 2024 America is very different in many ways, to the point where the mental community is becoming more and more cornered. They're becoming more and more neglected. The mental health community has been looked upon at, for decades within America as a group of people to experiment on and to gain profit off of. As I mentioned in earlier episodes, America makes up about 5% of the world's population, the citizens here, and it makes up about 66% of the world's psychotropic drugs. So, American culture in large sense, and that goes back decades. Those statistics go back, decades or so back, to be this country having the most mental health concerns. So the design of this country, people with mental illness, and it's not only for people with mental illness, normal body citizens also, they are over stigmatized by the system at whole, where they feel that they have the what where they feel that they're not in touch with the wholeness of their spirituality, the wholeness of their mentality, and the wholeness of their physical makeup. So, the stigma behind mental health, how it's portrayed on TV, how it's portrayed in the media, and how one thing I definitely learned about being mentally ill and associating myself with people with mental health problems, they feel they're crazy. A large part of why they feel they're crazy is due to their inner circle. Their inner circle. A lot of their households, a lot of the households of people with mental health problems, there's normally somebody close by them that is constantly giving them a lack of self-expression and confidence and self-awareness. That a lot of people with mental health problems have to make a shift in their inner circle in order to, start low and work themselves high. Make a shift in their inner circle in order to turn around their mental health status. The inner circle of the households and the friends and those close by them in the community. It's so easy to be off track mentally in one area. And as I mentioned in my earlier episodes, mood swings are normal, and a lot of mental illness is actually normal. A lot of see a, The problem is, a lot of people with mental problems don't understand that the human brain is very complex, very complex. Just like the American economy is very complex. When you're off track, when you are, for instance, if you have mood swings, if you have a sleep alteration, and you are off track mentally and spiritually, that you being derailed by that. And when you look at the American fashion of living, how normal body citizens are living, over 60% live paycheck to paycheck. American co American The American economy is set up in large fashion to the point where even normal body citizens have a hard time adapting to the economy. They have a hard time adapting to societary standards. So just picture someone that their mind is fragmented, and their mind is deterred, and their mind is destroyed. They are almost guaranteed to have a self-idolization of being crazy. But It's up to you, as I mentioned in my earlier episode, is recovering from mental illness. That all comes down to you. It all comes with self. If you're not willing to go out of your way to input small things here and there to decrease the level of mental strain upon you, you're never gonna make it. So I document cold sores out of goodwill. I document cold sores out of goodwill. I document cold sores out of the need for, America, this country at whole to be a little bit more stronger, because millions of Americans are mentally ill. In my city, New York City, it said that 1 in 10 Americans are mentally ill. And in my city, New York City, it said that 1 in 5 have some type of mental problem, said by the last governor, the last governor of New York City. He said 1 in 5 have some sort of 1 in 5 citizens from New York City have some form of mental health problems. So the stigma behind it is very, very, very large. American, the way we presided over the what are we what we're offered by state legislature, and what we're offered to express ourselves, especially in lower class neighborhoods, urban communities, minority communities. In large sense, they can't express themselves properly because the programs and the funding, the school backing, the school board, the school curriculums are in large part designed to keep you in that mental health stigma, that mental health, that mental health portrayal as somebody that is not fit. With my experience, I've been in many mental health outpatient treatment programs, and I'm very experienced with those mental health problems. A lot of them, if they were given like a little bit of assistance, a little bit of help, as I'm doing right now today, a lot of them are actually more talented than the normal population of America. You know what? Why? Because that mental agony that they've been for so many years, that mental strain that they've been in for so many years has given them, a sense of humbleness and a sense of, appreciation for little things. Now, if they could just use those little things, those little traits and characteristics and attributes were apparent to in the small findings by mental health concerns that they had been apparent to, if they could just one day recover, they could and keep that same sense of humbleness and apply a stronger, apply a regimen as far as a normal health stat, the status of a normal health person, what it takes to be a normal body citizen, and add or multiply that sense of humbleness with the ableness to recover. If they could add those two, they actually can be a lot strong, a lot stronger than someone with mental health problems. So the stigma behind mental health is very serious. In large sense, psychiatric care in this country is not giving you true assistance. They could, from my experience, they could do a lot better with what they're doing and how they, preside over the mental health community. They could do a lot better. Their pro, you know, as I mentioned, I just finished a book that you can find that via Amazon.com. And for this particular episode, I feel that it'll be very beneficial for those within the mental health community. I just finished my, I think, It was my seventh, my this would be my seventh book. You can find that via Amazon.com. You can find it on my website, www.roofforcepublications.com. It's called Find Your Niche. It's self-taught universal practices and guidelines and laws to help someone find their niche. I think for this particular episode, and for mental health in general, find your niche is probably one of my the most beneficial books that I have in my collection for those within the mental community. It's about finding true purpose in life, finding coming to a means or fashion of being able to find who you are and being able to adjust to the purpose, the true purpose of living. I also finished another book called I definitely want you to look out if you're listening to this. Within the next month or two, visit my website, www.reforcepublications.com, and you can pick up my book, From Mentally Ill to Mentally Rich. From Mentally Ill to Mentally Rich. You can find that on my website, or you can find that via Amazon.com. It's all 24 episode of 24 it's all 24 episode episodes of the Cold Sores podcast for 2023 in written format. So it's like for the mental community, it's probably the most impactful mental health book probably in this around. And it will be that way for many, many years. It's called From Mentally Ill to Mentally Rich. And I feel that for those that I would like for you to refer it to someone with mental problems also. For those within the mental health community, that don't have time to that don't have time to listen to a podcast like this, they can have From Mentally Ill to Mentally Rich in written format, and be able to reread and go back over and cross-reference in a different format of mental health avocation to in order to diagnose their problems. It's all 24 episodes. So I speak as if you've been listening to this podcast, I speak on many different topics, many different areas, and I feel that it's probably one of the best mental health books that around right now. I'm trying to go far with this book. I'm trying to go as wide scale as possible with this book. I'm trying to disseminate this nationwide. My goal is to disseminate From Mentally Ill to Mentally Rich nationwide, in all psychiatric care facilities, in all psychiatric treatment programs. My goal is to go as marketed as large as possible, so that the mental community can be have proper assistance, vice the assistance that they're given by American psychiatric care. So From Mentally Ill to Mentally Rich, if you can't, that's gonna cost $20. If you can't afford the full version of From Mentally Ill to Mentally Rich, I also have a booklet version called The Fundamentals of Mental Health Recovery. And that's the short version of From Mentally Ill to Mentally Rich. You can get that in booklet format. It's 12 episodes of my Cold Sores podcast, so look out for that. A large part of my documentation of Cold Sores was because a lot of people mentally ill want to get better. They just don't have understanding of the complexity of the human body and brain. With no understanding, that's why I always point out within these episodes, you have to educate yourself. You have to go out of your way to enlighten yourself, especially for someone that is mentally distraught. If you don't try to educate yourself, you will be in that stage for years at a time. And the saying goes, there's no excuses, you know. There's no excuses. Normal body citizens have a hard enough time coping with American living. If you don't go out of your way to adjust to American standards of, you know, American standards, America's becoming more and more fast-paced by the day. So it is up to you to recover. It's up to you to take care of your body, and it's up to you to to regain your norm, your original, the status that you wish to have. What I find iconic about many people that are mentally ill, they forget the mental intuition they instilled when young. In the in religious teachings, it teaches to keep your nostalgia in check. That nostalgia, keeping your nostalgia in check, that means going, revising the timeline of your life and restructuring the timeline of your life, and always reorienting the fashions that you live, that you were accustomed to throughout the timeline of your life. It's important to always reorient yourself and pick up on the little things that kept you up and running from your early childhood up until adulthood. So it's very important. And a lot of people with mental illness, they feel they're crazy because they're so mentally distraught. They don't realize the well-being, as I spoke on one of my last episodes, well-being is very important to the mental community and how to keep well-being. They don't realize that their well-being and what goes into it is also the small inputs that you input when you were young. When you were young, your well-being, the little things that you did to keep your well-being up and running, is part of your growth at an older age. Small inputs that you input when young is also part of your growth at an older age. So, to have the self-idolization, to have the self-idolization of yourself as being crazy is unintelligent. You should understand that actually some people were born with, fragmented minds, but it is unintelligent to feel that you are crazy. Crazy, that's a word that you want to stay away from. That's a term that you want to stay away from. It's a portrayal that you want to stay away from. You should never feel that you're crazy. As I mentioned in my book, Find Your Niche, the Lord, a higher power wouldn't put something in front of you that you couldn't handle. So, to feel that you're crazy is very unintelligent. This country is primarily designed for people with a normal health status. So that's something that you gotta realize. So, if you want to generate money one day and take care of yourself, take care of your family, you have to be strong enough to belly deep that, bring out the best of you. You have to be strong enough to bring out the best of you. Right, very important. So that's it for Cold Sauce for this week. Tune in 2 weeks for the next episode of Cold Sauce. I feel I spoke very well this episode. I hope you understand that you are not crazy. It is just more of a appropriate yourself properly and adjusting to societary standards. You are not crazy. It's more just adjusting. If you find cold sores beneficial, you could donate to me via my website for the future cause of cold sores. You can donate to me via my website, www.roofwardpublications.com. Thank you.